Well, our second wonderful woman leader that we're going to be talking to this morning is Elizabeth Salguero, who is the co-founder and co-executive of Circle of Care, which provides practical, emotional, and financial assistance for families from the day of a childhood cancer diagnosis through treatment and beyond. They provide programs and services that meet the unique and challenging needs of a child's cancer journey, as well as the journey that will envelope all of their community, family, friends, neighbors, schoolmates. A great organization. We get a chance to visit with Liz once or twice a year. I'm glad we were able to do it before the end of the year, and we will circle back and have our chat with Liz. But folks know we're also very passionate here about Connecticut's workforce and Connecticut's manufacturing community. And if you run or work for a small Connecticut manufacturing company, I hope you know that the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development's Office of Manufacturing, in partnership with the Connecticut Sustainable Business Council and Connecticut's Green Bank, have announced the launch of Green Gain. That's a year-long pilot program designed to provide training, subject matter expertise, and financial resources to help smaller manufacturing companies in the state integrate energy efficiency, renewable energy, and other technologies and strategies into their operations. The program is going to support manufacturers in building more sustainable and resilient businesses, boosting economic growth, performance, and competitiveness. And if you'd like to learn more about Green Gain or to apply for the program, go to ctsbcouncil.org/green-gain. All right. We appreciate you joining us, Liz. Here we are at the holiday season, and while there's still plenty of time for folks to support Circle of Care, a lot of the support that you have been getting over the past few months and through this celebratory 20th year that is wrapping up here in 2024, you have done some tremendous good over the past few weeks. Let's start with the good news. About the 160 plus families who have been touched by the goodness of your organization, your volunteers, and all the people that have donated a dollar or $10 or $100 or $1,000 to Circle of Care.
Thank you, John, so much for having me. I just love our conversations. The holidays is a busy time for everyone, and it is especially busy here at Circle of Care. It kind of starts for us in November, when we host our Thanksgiving event that 60 families from across the state attended this year in two different locations, where we have kind of an open house party for our families where they get to see each other in what we call off campus. And we have crafts and we have games and we have elves from the North Pole who take their Christmas wish lists. And we provide them with a bag of food that is all the dry ingredients or canned goods that they need for their Thanksgiving meal, and $100 Stop and Shop card so they can buy their perishables and their turkey. And it's just a really fun way to kick off the holidays. And right after Thanksgiving, we roll right into our holiday gift program, which we affectionately call Binky's Porch Elves, where over 20 organizations and local businesses collected toys for us throughout November. And then we sort them by age and gender. And then we go through our list of families that we're supporting at the holidays this year and create specially curated boxes with 7 to 10 toys in each box for the child and sometimes the siblings. That happens over a course of 2 weeks. And then an army of volunteers come in to wrap and ribbon and tag all of those gifts. And then this week, another army of volunteers come to pick up these gifts and hand deliver them to people's homes. This week before Christmas. It's really just the most amazing thing. I think we had $2,500 gifts in the barn at one point, and they're almost all gone now. But in addition to that, we sent 168 families $100 Target cards so that they could add to their Christmas magic this year with either food or clothing or that extra special toy that their child wanted this year. It's really, really hard to have a child in treatment during the holidays. You're you're torn between the hospital and home and your other children at home and your family obligations. And obviously there are a lot of financial restrictions that come with a child diagnosis of cancer, because one parent has to stop working and the co-payments and co-insurance is so high. Mm. So what we try to do is just give them back a little bit of the sense of the Christmas that they might have had before their child was diagnosed.
That's great news, Liz, and congratulations to you and to every person that played a role in that distribution, which is wrapping up literally as we speak. Let's take just a few minutes to flash back and reflect over these 20 years of growth and positive differences that have been made through through Circle of Care. Take us back to the inspiration and the journey that you and your family had to make, and the inspiration it delivered to step off and form this organization in the first place.
You know, having our 20th anniversary this year was really amazing. When we started this, we never could have imagined that we would have grown to be the organization that we are, providing the critical programs and services to this community. A little bit over 20 years ago, my son, Carlos, was diagnosed with cancer on December 10th, 2001. As we all know, that was a very frightening time here in the Northeast, but anywhere in America. And to have my child at 2.5 be diagnosed with cancer just 3 months after 9/11, was really just stunning and life-changing. And at that time, there were really very few resources for families going through this journey, and it was incredibly isolating. And it was very, very hard on his two sisters, who were 7 and 8 at the time, as well as my husband and myself. So in 2003, we set about forming a foundation to help other families like ours. And in 2004, before Carlos had even completed his 3 years of chemotherapy, we launched Circle of Care with our signature program, Bags of Love, which is a care package that is delivered at the hospital to a family on the day of diagnosis. Because when a child is diagnosed with cancer, it is an emergency. You go immediately to the hospital. There are only two in Connecticut, Yale New Haven Children's Hospital and Connecticut Children's Medical Center in Hartford. So chances are you will be far from family, friends, home, any of your comforts of home. And on that fateful day on December 10th, when Carlos was diagnosed, we had started at 7:45 in the morning at a specialist's office in Guilford, Connecticut, about a 45-minute drive from home. And by 2 o'clock that afternoon, the diagnosis was confirmed. And by 4 o'clock, we were inpatient at Yale in New Haven. And around 8:30 that night, my husband went home to go pick up our children from our neighbor who had them. And the nurse looked at me. Carlos was finally asleep and the room was darkened, and said, "Is there anything I can do for you?" And I said, "Yeah, do you have a toothbrush?" It is as basic as that. So our Bags of Love care package provide all of the essentials that families and caregivers need to make that transition to hospital life, because the initial hospitalization is 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the diagnosis. And it also comes with messaging from Circle of Care that, you know, it's just so basic, John. It says, we've been here, we get it, and we're going to be here for you for the journey. Most pediatric cancer diagnoses have a protocol that is 2 to 3 years long, and we provide services to families throughout their treatment and then for 1 year beyond, because we know that it takes another year to get yourself back on your feet. When we started, it was a little idea about a care package, and within 5 years, we had 5 programs throughout the state, and now after 20 years, we have helped over 3,600 families throughout Connecticut and expanded to Southwestern Massachusetts, Bay State Children's Hospital, and Westchester at Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital in Valhalla. We have provided over $5 million in programs and services. And last year, our financial assistance program, which, as you can imagine, is critical, provided $525,000 of financial relief for housing, food, transportation, utilities, basic needs for families here in our community.
And not just that, Liz. Over the past 20 years, you have amassed a network of global network of experts and resources and research, points of contact. So it's not just about what you can give in terms of emotional support, financial support, from inside out, from Circle of Care. It's also possibly putting an individual whose child has a somewhat unique diagnosis or a rare cancer, possibly in touch with the right team at that right moment, so that that more unique case might get the best attention it could and have the best chance of survivorship.
Yeah, our partnerships with the hospitals, the doctors and the social workers and the nurses who work on the front lines is critical to the work we do. And it enables us to be able to make referrals and to suggest different approaches that families should look at when they are really struggling. We have families who live here in Connecticut who are being treated in Seattle, who are being treated in Florida, who are being treated in Texas, because they're going to not just Boston and New York, which are the obvious ones, but they're going to where the best treatment is possible. And our services go with them to wherever they need to be.
Well, looking forward, obviously, as we said, over the next couple of weeks and into the new year, you're happy to take donations of any amount to support the organization. There are also volunteer opportunities and a chance for people to get to know the organization by having a few laughs. You've got a comedy show that's coming up in April, Care to Laugh. Fantastic title. Just give us a quick minute about that, and we'll wrap it up inviting volunteers to get in touch.
You know, volunteers are the lifeblood of Circle of Care. We have over 250 volunteers who annually give their time and talents to us, whether it be serving on a committee, doing a room makeover for us, or delivering holiday gifts, as the 30 or 40 that just went out this week are doing. Really, volunteers are kind of the secret sauce to Circle of Care. Mm. We have a small but mighty team here, but we can't do it without all of them. And obviously, you know, nonprofits always need to raise money. We don't receive any state or federal funding, so every year we start at zero and have to raise our entire budget again every year. We have no reimbursables of any kind. Our programs are all free. So we are always grateful for any and all donations. $15 provides a day of parking at the hospital, for example, so there is no amount too small. We're super excited to be hosting our Care to Laugh event, which we did 2 years ago at the Sacred Heart Community Theater in Fairfield. And this year, our star is Tom Cotter, who is the winner of America's Got Talent and is a very, very funny man. He did a particularly funny take on Baby, It's Cold Outside a couple of years ago. You could look it up on YouTube. He is very funny, and we're really excited to have him be our host for our spring fundraiser on April 3rd at the Sacred Heart Community Theater in Fairfield.
At the SHU Community Theater. Yeah, yes, beautiful, beautiful room, great intimate place for comedy, and a great venue for anyone who's never been there. Really, one of the newest state-of-the-art small and theaters here in Southern Connecticut. So if you haven't been there, it's not only a great chance to get to know it, but to get to know it through the experience of learning more about Circle of Care. Their website is thecircleofcare.org if you want to learn more about how to get help, how you can donate, and how you might be able to tap this organization. Whether your child and your family have heard those horrible words about a cancer diagnosis, or it's someone you know who's kind of got their head to the ground doing the important work in their own families, but could use some support and help and advice. As you've heard over the past 15 minutes with Liz, they certainly have a wealth of it at Circle of Care for Families of Children with Cancer. We hope you can support them or volunteer for them or just go out and see a comedy show and give them the boost they need to do more of the great work that they're doing in 2025, year 21 for Circle of Care. Liz Salguero, their co-founder and co-executive director, always great to speak with you. We look forward to chatting with you again. And please do be in touch if there's anything more that we can do here at Connoisseur Media for you guys. Appreciate it, Liz.